This is Kirk Ormond. I teach in the Classics Department at Oberlin College. The best-known source for The Rape of Persephone is a poem called The Homeric Hymn to Demeter, which dates probably to the early 6th century BCE. And the Homeric Hymn to Demeter tells this curious story about a young woman named Persephone who, one day while she's out picking flowers in a meadow with her girlfriends, is suddenly abducted by Hades, who is the god of the underworld. He's also the brother of Zeus, who's the king of everything. And Hades abducts Persephone and carries her off to the underworld to be his wife. Nobody knows where Persephone has gone. Demeter is very upset because she has suddenly lost her daughter, and she begins a search for her daughter. Now, Demeter, as it turns out, is the goddess of agriculture and food, and she is so upset at the loss of her daughter that she causes a blight to befall the entire earth. So nothing is being grown, nothing is being produced, and people are going hungry, and things look pretty grim for a while. So eventually Demeter learns where her daughter Persephone has gone, and she goes to Zeus, who's the king of the gods and everything, and says, "My daughter needs to be returned to me, otherwise this blight will continue and all the humans will die, and then there will be no more sacrifices to the gods." So Zeus agrees that she can have her daughter back, and she goes. Actually, a messenger goes down to the underworld and brings Persephone back. Now, at this point, however, we learn something fairly crucial, which is that Persephone, while she was in the underworld, ate some pomegranate seeds. Because Persephone has eaten some seeds while in the underworld, it turns out that she cannot be returned to Demeter full time. She's returned to Demeter for a portion of the year. The rest of the year she spends in the underworld with her husband Hades. So what's going on in this myth is an explanation of several different things. On one level, this is an explanation of how it is that we get seasons, because when Persephone is up on the earth with her mother Demeter, the earth is happy, Demeter is happy, we get grain, we get agriculture, everybody's in a good mood. When Persephone is down in the dark, scary underworld and she's separated from her mother, Demeter is unhappy and we have winter. Another thing about this myth, it tells us in an almost allegorical way how agriculture works. Persephone is herself like a seed. Persephone goes into the underworld and disappears for a while, in the same way that farmers put seeds in the earth and they disappear for a while. So Persephone herself is like a seed, right? She gets planted in the underworld, and then during the happy time of springtime, she comes up into the world, and it turns out that although in a sense she's dead, that is to say she's married to Hades, who is death, it creates a cycle in which life is reborn after this annual death.